one psalm, at least a few verses of it anyway. Psalm 61. Even if the whole psalm isn't known to most of us, I'm sure one or two verses are. And you see that as we read it. Psalm 61. Are we all there? We read from Psalm 100 earlier on, so Psalm 61 isn't that far away from there. Psalm 61, I read. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever. I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life, his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Title of today's message is Lead Me to the Rock. Lead Me to the Rock. As I said, it's a familiar psalm to us, I'm sure, even if we didn't know this was a psalm. I'm sure we've heard the song, haven't we? Hear my cry, O God. I'm not going to sing it. I know Priscilla sang it on International Day, so I think I know where I stand. I'm not going to sing it to you, but we've heard the song, haven't we? Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth, I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. You see, one thing that we bless the name of the Lord for is that in our every situation, wherever we find ourselves, we always have a place that we can run to find refuge. Whatever life throws at us, the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, whatever life throws at us, one thing we bless God for is that we always have a place where we can run to, where we could find refuge and where we could find relief from that thing that is troubling us. And when you read through the book of Psalms, I'm sure I've said this here previously, when you read through the book of Psalms, you will see that David especially was a man who faced so much trouble, so much persecution, whether it was his son Absalom, whether it was Saul, whether it was some of his other enemies, he faced trouble left, right, and center. But one thing that David always did as you read through these Psalms is this. He turned to God. In the midst of that trouble, in the midst of the situation he was in, he turned to God. And a familiar theme, and we see this also in this psalm, is that at the end of it, he praises God. Even when he's still in trouble, even when he hasn't yet come out of that valley, he hasn't yet come out of that tunnel or that situation that he's in, he ends it by praising God. And this psalm is very familiar to that, similar to that. At the end there in verse 8, he said, so I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. So the man's in trouble. There are a number of things here. One, he knows who to turn to. And secondly, and more importantly as well, not just knowing where he turns to, he knows what the outcome will be. The outcome is this, victory. The outcome is this, he wins. The outcome is this, he comes out victorious, and therefore he praises God. And I want to encourage us people of God that whatever that situation is that you're perhaps going through, you're in right now, you're going to come out praising God, amen? You're going to come out victorious. You're going to come out shouting and thanking God. Perhaps right now you're going through that dark tunnel. Perhaps right now you're going through that tough situation. Well, let me tell you, people of God, it will not end there, amen? Amen. It will not end there. That is a declaration in Jesus' name. You're going to come out of that tunnel. You're going to come out of that situation. And when you come out, what you're going to do is this. You're going to praise God. Amen. You look back at that situation and say, oh, was that it? Is that what I went through? Been there, done it, but here I am standing and praising God. The psalmist says that God, he set my feet on a solid rock. He set my feet in a place where I can sing praise to my God. People thought I was down and out, I was buried, I was done for. But no, you know what? God has raised me up. to stand so that I can testify of the goodness and the faithfulness of our God. So as we delve into this psalm, he starts off, as we can see, with he must have been in, obviously, a very tough situation. We don't know exactly what was going on with David at this time. Perhaps, like I said, maybe it was his son Absalom. He was running from him. Perhaps it was Saul who was chasing him. Perhaps it was some other enemy. We don't know exactly what the situation was. But what we do know is this. This man was in trouble. This man was in a tough time. And he says, he starts off by there saying, "Hear my cry, O God." You see, when someone says, "Hear my cry," it's really like a cry of desperation. A cry of, "Look, God, I'm in a tough situation. God, I don't know whether to turn left or right, whether to go backwards or forwards, or to stand up or to sit down, or who to tell. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. But the one thing I can do is that I can cry to God and say, hear my cry." It's a desperate situation that he finds himself. Well, perhaps he was actually literally crying. Maybe he was. Perhaps he was so desperate with what was going on. What am I going to do, O God? He says, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer." I find that very interesting. It's as if he's saying, "I'm praying, God, and I want you to attend. I want you to be part of what I'm doing. I want you, God, to open your ear to what I'm saying. God, are you there? Are you really there? Well, if you are, God, open your ears to what I'm saying. Come and be in the midst of what I'm doing, O God." David was someone, because of the persecution that he suffered, he had to run away and sometimes even far away from where he should be. And again, that's reflected in this psalm. He says, "From the ends of the earth will I cry out to you." Perhaps he wasn't literally far, far, far away from where he should be. So perhaps, yes, it felt like he was actually at the ends of the earth because of what he was going through. The situation where he was so far away from where he should be. But he's saying, "God, even though I'm so far away from where I should be, I'm still going to cry out to you. From the ends of the earth will I cry out to thee. When my heart," and I love this part, "when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." When the scripture here talks about being overwhelmed, and I tell you, we've all been overwhelmed before, haven't we, with life. Things perhaps perplex us, faze us. We do not understand what's going on. Being overwhelmed is a state of perplexion, a state of desperation, a state of not knowing what I should do, where I should go. Have you been in that situation before? Hands up, anyone. You really don't know who to turn to, what to do, where you are even at times. You're so confused. I tell you what, if you're a Christian, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, every one of us would have been through that situation. And I'm not being negative, but if you haven't, then you will. And that's not me being negative or being a prophet of doom, but that is being scriptural to say, you know, as the Bible tells us, that we are troubled on every side. Yet, you know what? We still stand strong. We're struck down, but not destroyed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. We go through all kinds of situations, but you know what? We still stand firm and strong because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he says, "When my heart is overwhelmed, when I'm so perplexed, when I'm so scared, when I don't know what to do, lead me to the rock." People, that is really key to what I want to bring out to us by God's grace today. Lead me to the rock. When you are in that situation where you don't know what to do, where to turn to, what happens to you? When you are in that situation where you're wondering, you know, is God really with me? Why am I going through all of this if God is with me? If he's my savior, if he died for me, why am I going through all of this? When you're in that situation, what do you do? When nothing is going your way, absolutely nothing, what do you do? And I'm sure we've been through those similar situations. The psalmist says, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." A number of things there. One, lead me. You're going to ask God, say, God, please, you know, you take control. One of the things, a message that God is birthing inside me, I know we've spoken here so much about worship, but one of the things that God's reminded me of just this week on is that in order for us to know true worship, we have to die to self. Amen? Amen. In order for us to know true worship, we have to die to self. Die to self means this: God is in control. Die to self means I've got my own agenda, but I'm leaving it aside. In fact, I'm throwing it away. And I'm saying, God, you take control. I've got my plan as to what I think I should do and where I should go and so on and so forth. But you know what, God? I'm just leaving that behind and I'm focusing on you. And here he says, lead me to the rock. In that situation which you find yourself, your response is this: Lord, lead me. I'm perplexed. I'm overwhelmed. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. Lord, lead me. This God should not be happening. This was not part of the plan. Lord, lead me. Lead me where? To the rock. You see, a rock is a place of stability. It's also a place of refuge. It's a place where come the wind and the waves, the storms, all that's going on, you know that you are strong, you are safe, and you are stable. Whatever life may throw at you, when you are by the rock, when you're inside the rock, you are in a place of stability, a place of security, a place of strength, a place of protection. There may be winds and waves flowing all around, but you are safe in your God. Amen? And that is why even the psalmist tells us that the Lord is our rock. He's our refuge. So when the psalmist here is saying, lead me to the rock, he's saying, Lord, lead me to safety inside you. Lead me to a place where you wrap your arms around me and I am safe and secure. It doesn't matter what is going on around me. I am protected by you, O God. Lead me to that place. It could be yes, it could involve a change of plan, it could involve a change of scene, whatever it is, God, lead me to that place. Because you see, that is the only place where we will find our peace and security. Amen. That is the only place where we could find that satisfaction that God wants to give us. The psalmist said in Psalm 91, isn't it, that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is a place where we find protection from God, and that is the secret place of the Most High. There is a place where we know that we are protected from the wind and the wave, under the shadow of the Almighty. And God is calling us as his people, he's calling us to be led to that place where we will know that safety and that security. Are we saying that things around us won't perplex us? No, we're not saying that. But what we're saying is that come what may, whatever the wind and the wave is, you are protected and you are secure. You ever been in a situation where perhaps it's raining heavily outside? It might not happen here, but when you say in Africa or Asia where you have real monsoon rain and it's really battering down and you're inside your house, safe and secure, you can hear the rain, you could hear the thunder at times, like sometimes it could even be quite frightening, hearing the cracking of the thunder and the lightning. But you know what? You're inside your house and you're safe. You're inside your house and you're not getting wet, even though it could be pouring buckets outside. And that is what God is calling us to do. Rather than staying outside and be battered by the rain and the wind and the waves and the thunder and the lightning, God is saying, come inside. God is saying, you know, let me lead you. Lead me, God, to that place where I am safe and secure. But he doesn't just even stop there. Lead me to the rock. He also says, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. I love it. That's the way I believe it says it in the King James Version. You know, I know sometimes the King James Version can be a bit funny or tricky understanding, but there are actually some verses that I just love the way how the King James Version says this. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. If God is higher than you, what does that mean? It means he knows better than you. Amen? If God is higher than you, it means that he knows the beginning from the end. Kids, I've got four boys. They teach me so much. Sometimes they behave as if they think they know more than you. And there are times when you have to put them in their place. You know, I remember once I'm telling my son, it may surprise you, but I went to school as well, you know. It wasn't just you who went to school. I went to school as well. I've got a degree as well, you know. Well, they haven't got a degree yet anyway. You have to remind them that, you know what, daddy and mommy know more than you, know better than you. You think that you know everything. No, you don't. But sometimes we could be like that with God. We think we know better than God. We think we know more than God. We think God is perhaps just making a mistake. You don't know what you're doing, God. God, this is wrong. You tell me to go left, God, I should go right. You tell me to stay here, God, I should move over there. Sometimes we can behave like that to God. But the psalmist here is saying, leave me to the rock that is higher than I. He knows better than you. He knows more than you. His plan is perfect. A God of faithfulness. His ways are perfect. That's what scripture tells us. As for God, his ways are perfect. Amen? If his ways are perfect, why should I therefore not rely on him? Why should I not therefore find refuge in him? Even if I don't understand what he's doing and how he's doing it. Even if I don't, and even if it baffles me, the fact that his ways are perfect, his ways are just, why therefore should I not be led and go to the place where he is? See, people, I believe God is calling us back to total dependence on himself. I believe God is calling us to a place where we totally and absolutely rely on him. Where we're saying, God, you know what? Listen. Thank you, Priscilla, for praise and worship. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. I'm coming back. It's all about who? Who's you? Thank you. So it's not about me and you, it's about him. Therefore, because it's about him, it's not about my opinion or what I think I should do. It's about what he wants to do. It's about the plan that he has for me. That, people of God, is a true heart of worship. When we come to a place like Jesus did in the garden and said, yet not my will, but your will be done. Amen. We're coming to the heart of worship. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Perhaps that situation that you're in right now seems so tough for you and so overwhelming for you. Listen, there is always a way out in God. Amen? 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 I want to encourage everyone here today. I want to, whatever that situation is, and this is not just hot air. This is not just to me, just to make you feel excited. Because see, people, it goes beyond this. You see, God has been challenging me recently, and one of the challenges is this. Yes, we come to the house of God, and we hear a message, and we feel excited. And praise God for that excitement, but what happens after that? Praise God, yes, but you say, oh, that was a good message. Well, okay, praise God, it was a good message, but what happens after that? Has that message really, if you like, lived inside you? Have you lived out the message? Is there something that you could say, yes, I'm taking away and applying in my life about that message? But yeah, thank God for good messages. But even thank God better for people, for lives that are changed, for lives that are transformed, for lives that are touched, for people who move on and on in God, who make progress in the things of God. And that is what I believe God is calling each and every one of us to do, people, to make progress in the things of God and to move on. And not just to stay where we are. Not just to stay babes in Christ, or not just to stay, you know, the same old as we were year in, year out. So the question for you and me simply is this. After hearing the word of God, whether it's this week, last week, the week before, whether it's going to be next week or the week after that, how does that change you? And let me challenge everyone here with that. After hearing the word of God, whenever that is, wherever that is, if it's the truth of the word of God, And my prayers, our ears will be blocked to lies and to heresies. My prayers that our ears will be open to the truth of the Word of God. But the thing is this, when we hear the truth of the Word of God, how does it change us? Because it should change us. How does it transform us? Because it should transform us. Or are we still saying the same old, same old? I said at the beginning, the psalmist ended this psalm, as he does a lot of his psalms, by praising God. Why? Because he knows the God he serves will bring him out of that situation. My prayer is that we will all be praisers, people who praise God. That praise will be on our lips. We will continue to call on and mention the name of the Lord. Whether you have a good voice or not, that's completely beside the point. Where you are, you could be praising God. At times I find myself singing songs, and sometimes I even wonder, what's making me sing this song? But it's like, you know, God just gives that song to me and I'm singing it. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing any song now, okay? God gives me a song and I sing it. I'm singing praise to him. That is what God wants us to do. To be a people who will praise him in season and out of season. To be a people who will honor him through the thick and the thin. We're going to pray for some people soon. You're going through that tough situation. Perhaps you don't even know why you went through it in the first place. But I tell you this, people of God, standing on the authority of the Word of God, you're coming out victorious in Jesus' name. Amen. And as the psalmist says here, that I may daily perform my vows. You know, one vow that we could all perform, it's to testify of the goodness of God. Why? Because in testifying of the goodness of God, we're putting the enemy to shame. Not only are we putting him to shame, we're also glorifying God and encouraging others. So you see, testimonies can be such powerful weapons in our spiritual arsenal. They can be such powerful weapons. They overcame him by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. When we're testifying and we're speaking into the atmosphere, speaking about situations, God gets the glory. Amen? Amen? Not man. God gets the glory. The devil is put to shame. And I believe in Jesus' name, whatever it is that you're going through, you're coming out of it. And when you come out of it, don't forget to testify of the goodness of God. Amen. Don't forget to say, this was the situation I was in. I thought I was down and out. I thought I was lost and buried. But here I am standing by the grace of God. Here I am standing because of the goodness and the kindness of God in my life. But people, remember one thing. Remember how the psalmist started this psalm. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. It's a call for us, therefore, people of God, to seek his face. It's a call for us, people of God, to cry out to him. Could it be, and I'm going to conclude very soon, could it be sometimes the situations we're in is because we haven't cried out to him? Could it be that the situation we're in has been prolonged because we haven't cried out to him? Could it be that the situation we're in has gone on for that long because we haven't praised him? I want to challenge us with that thought. Not to make anyone here feel guilty. You see, you remember, the Bible says that there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I don't have time to condemn anyone because that's not what I've been called to do and that's not what I will do. But I believe, yes, I have been called to challenge, to encourage people by the grace of God. Could it be, yes, that that situation has gone on for so long because we haven't cried out to him? Hear my cry, O God. What is your cry? Attend unto my prayer. What is your prayer? What are you crying out to God for? What are you asking him to do in your life? What is that situation you're asking him to take you out of? What is that situation that you're saying to him, Lord, lead me to the rock, the place of stability, of security, of safety, that is higher, better than I? Have you asked him, Lord, to bring me to a place of stability, a place of security, a place of strength, a place where I will know peace? It starts with a cry, people of God. It starts with a cry, and it ends with your praise, because your praise is your victory. Amen? But I pray that we will be people, therefore, who will cry out to our God, wherever you are, whether that's on your own, whether that's with your family, with your loved ones, wherever you are, you will cry out to God. And the faithful God that we serve, standing not on what I say, but on the authority of his word, the faithful God that we serve will come through to you in the name of Jesus. Let's rise to our feet, please. Can I have the musicians, please? It starts with a cry. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. Hear my cry. Hear what I'm saying, O God. Hear this situation which I find myself. Why don't you right now, where you are, just commit that situation of yours unto the hand of God. You know what you're going through. You know what that situation is that is really affecting you. You know what it is. Just commit it right now to the hand of God. Ask him, attend to my prayer, O God. Attend to that need that I have. I'm crying out to you, O God. I'm asking you, God, to help me. I'm asking you to come through for me. I'm asking you to deliver me, O God. Lord, I feel overwhelmed. I feel perplexed. I feel disturbed. I feel troubled. Call it what you will. Tell him, when my heart is overwhelmed, Lord, well, right now, God, I am overwhelmed. Right now, this situation has got the better of me. It's gone over my head. Come and tell him. Situation's over my head. I'm overwhelmed right now. Lord, lead me to that place where I will know peace and security, O God. Lead me, O God, to that place where I will know refuge in you, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to pray for a couple of people, and I want to just do this as God would, as God would lead. God is here, his power is here. Therefore, we can move and we can act accordingly. If you know you need healing of any sort, please just come out to the front now. We're going to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Doesn't matter how many people there are, we're going to pray for you. How we do it depends on how many people come out, but we're going to pray for you. If you need healing of any sorts, listen, God is a great healer. And one thing I love about God is this. Even without saying what the ailment is, what the condition is, God is able to heal. Even if you don't know what the situation is, God knows, and God is able to heal. You need healing. Please just come out. And you know what? I'm never going to ask you what it is, so don't you worry about it. I'm not going to ask you what it is, and I don't need to, because God knows. Those in the front right now, stretch your hands towards them. And we're going to decree in the name of Jesus that they will know healing. They will know whatever it is, whatever is overwhelming them, even in terms of illness, they will know that healing touch from God in the name of Jesus. Come on, stretch your hands towards them and pray for them in Jesus' name.